or place your order at 866-CBED. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of our favorite guys, field reporter, go-to person when it comes to all things mechanical, Mark Evans is going to be with us for the entire hour. What does that mean? It means a golden opportunity for you guys on the other side of the radio if you're having problems with your vehicle in any way, if it's not running properly, if it's not running at all. If you've gotten a diagnosis from your dealer or your local mechanic that you're questioning and you'd like a free over-the-air diagnosis from our car doctor, he is standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. We also would love to hear from you guys if you have received recently, in the last couple of months or so, we've been giving away this Wash Drops product, and I was talking to Marie, who Mark and I had dinner with out in Las Vegas at the SEMA show, and she wanted to hear some reaction to the product. She wanted for you guys to call in and let us know how you like it or if you don't like it. So we would love to hear from some folks at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. You can call in and tell us a little bit about your Wash Drops experience, and we'll give you a special prize token appreciation just for your thoughts on that. And also, we'll throw out a trivia question here before we get Mark on board with us. Let's throw out a trivia question about the Omega. Who made the Omega? Which automobile manufacturer gave us the Omega? That is the question. It sounds like some sort of health food. It no doubt probably is. Omega. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Toll free from anywhere across North America. Right now, let's go to the great state of Idaho and welcome the man himself, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. Good to be with you again and be on the radio and help everybody with their cars going into spring now. Can you believe it?
I know. And lots of people are going to be taking their collector cars out, and we'll talk to you about that. But first, I have to ask you, have you got all your tools out? Are you ready to go?
Oh, I'm more than ready this time, Bob. It's kind of warm here in Boise, and so I decided to get the big toolbox out and unlock that bad boy, and we got every tool. We're ready. Yeah, I even got all the electronic diagnostic tools out, you know, ready to plug into the radio equipment here so we can get these cars fixed out there that's roaming around the country, and got engine lights on, and they're probably stinking a little bit, smelling things up out there. We got to fix that too for them, Bob.
Absolutely. And speaking of that engine light, you know, I know I've probably said it before here on the broadcast, but I always get a kick out of it. From time to time, especially when I'm in a traveling mode, going to the airport and such, I have to take some taxis. And I've been in a number of different taxi cabs where the check engine light is on, and they have taped over it. And yet you can still see it glowing underneath the tape.
Absolutely. And then if you look, do this next time you're in a taxi cab on one of the trips, and just look out the back window, and you'll see that taxi cab looks like it's a diesel because of all the black smoke coming out of the tailpipe because it's not running right. You know, it doesn't sound like a diesel, but boy, it'll look like a diesel coming out the back end, man. I tell you, that's the biggest thing, you know. And in all the states, I mean, pretty much all the states anymore. I remember the day back in the day of the emission test word. You know, everybody had to go get emission tests, and they still do in a lot of the counties and states, mm-hmm. et cetera. And everybody would drive in, and and they would, you know, they'd put that needle, the emission test man would put that needle in the exhaust pipe, and the machine, his machine would, you know, test the hydrocarbons and all the waste, you know, coming out of the tailpipe. And the day that back in the early days, everybody would pull in expecting that to take place, and then they just plug into the OBD2 connector underneath the left knee there in the driver's seat, and they're saying, "What are you doing?" You know, the owner of the car would come to our shop and say, "Hey, can you believe that? They just plugged into some electronic plug-in, and they're telling me that it won't pass. And I got to spend $300 to $400 with you, Mark, to get this thing to pass." Well, there you have it. You know, I mean, electronically controlled, just like our computers on our desk, in our offices, or in our homes, it's all electronically controlled. And that scan tool that I've got out next to me right here kind of plugs in and kind of debugs and finds out where the bugs are, you know, so we can help that car, help that truck, whatever, go down the road clean and efficient. So
that's the way to go. Our telephone number is, once again, toll-free from anywhere in North America. You don't have to worry about it. It is a brand-new prefix as far as toll-free, and from time to time, people are emailing me, "Does this cost?" It does not cost. It's 855-660-4261. Let's go to Tony, who's up first in this hour of the broadcast. Tony, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Let's see. You want to take a stab at the trivia question, or have you got a mechanical issue for Mark to diagnose?
Well, I've got something for Mark to diagnose. I could probably take a stab at the trivia question, too, but...
All right. Well, we get that one right off the bat. Who made the Omega? That is the trivia question.
The Omega. The Omega, let's see. That sounds a lot like the Chevy Citation error. I'm going to say the Chevrolet made it.
It's a good guess, but unfortunately just a little bit off there.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your question for Mark.
Okay. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a 2006 Chevy Trailblazer, and electrically the thing is just... It's a frequent auto parts store thing, but the taillights are... I'll start with the taillights. I've replaced the circuit boards where the bulbs plug into both sides twice, and they keep faulting out. I think the wiring harness itself is probably going bad. Is that a separate wiring harness from the back? Is there a separate harness that runs up to those taillights to just maybe buy another one and swap it out?
Well, yeah, there is, Tony. It's a separate harness. But let me ask you this now. What's actually happening there? Is your taillight bulbs themselves burning out, popping, you know, burning out where they're not on?
No, it's totally the contacts and the pins on the harness itself. The pins are corroded, and I think that's you know, a big part of it.
Yeah, because I know...
The brake lights stop working. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that those plastic circuit boards that I believe yours, the Trailblazer, doesn't it have three bulbs in that circuit board in the back on each side?
It does.
Okay. Yeah, that circuit board, have you replaced those circuit boards?
Yes, twice on each side.
Okay. So what you got then, definitely you're on the right track with calling the wiring harness the problem, because it's not the easiest thing to sneak in and out of there. But you can do it.
Right.
Again, the factory did it. The manufacturer did it. But if you go down the driver's side, you'll actually just get underneath the vehicle, and you'll see the plug-in right there. That is, you unplug that, and that plug-in is probably, it's in the left rear quarter panel. And what you'll probably find, Tony, is that plug-in, because your left rear tire, I don't know if you do a lot of dirt road or rain, if you're in a rain area in the United States, but water and dirt and stuff, that tire slings all that up and gets into that plug-in back there. I've actually seen those where they're just caked in a gob of mud.
Yeah, okay.
So kind of take a look at that, and the little secret here, too, to find out if electrical is bad on any kind of a vehicle. If you recall back looking at your circuit board, it's a plastic circuit board where the bulb plugs in.
All right, Mark and Tony, hold that thought. We'll finish it up on the other side. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-273-1250. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. That's 1-800-273-1250.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. We're live across North America. When you are away from your favorite local radio station, check us out, GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Mark Evans is with us. He's our certified ASC-certified mechanic and go-to guy, field reporter, and he's on the line with Tony, and we're trying to solve a little bit of problem, a little bit of an electrical issue that Tony is having, and Guys, why don't you pick it up where you left off? It's a Trailblazer with some electrical problems, Tony.
Yeah, that's right. It kind of started with the taillights, the brake lights would go out and intermittent, the blinkers would stop working, and then the brake lights again. Parking lights were always solid, stayed on, but, you know, it really, really helps to have brake lights and blinkers also.
Yeah, no doubt. How many?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how many tickets did you pick up, Tony?
I picked up one in New York. It was a fix-it ticket, going just driving through. So I haven't picked up anything I've had to pay a fine on yet, but.
Well, good.
So that's good.
Well, I was gonna ask you. You know, we were talking about the on each side of your Trailblazer, there's three bolts, and they're push in, push out, pull out, push in,
yep,
type of bolts, and
yep,
those push into a plastic circuit board. And I wanted to ask you, when you said you had actually replaced those circuit boards, do you recall back when you first started looking at this problem and you pulled out the taillight bulb from the circuit board, either side, doesn't matter, those circuit boards are like an off-white color. Do you remember if the plastic circuit board, did it show around where you plugged the light bulb in? Was that a darker brown color right there where you plugged the bulbs in?
It was. There was a little bit. It had gotten hot, like a little hot spot, little flash arc. And there was also corrosion around all the plug-ins for the bulbs, as well as the main plug-in on the back of the circuit board on both sides.
Okay.
So there's condensation getting in there somehow.
Right. Now, here's a couple things that we want to look for. That brown that I'm talking about is discoloration from resistance too much to resistance going through the wire. And that word corrosion started that. So what you can do, you can actually, I don't know if you remember back if you ever had a car like this. With the old cars where we had the 1157 taillight, that's a part,
right?
But that's
yep,
the bulb. It was a two-element bulb. Do you remember back in the day, or if you ever actually had a chance to see that, when you pulled the bulb out to replace it for the very, very first time, you saw this white cream grease
yep,
on it?
Sure yep, did, yep.
Dielectric grease, and you must put that on your new Trailblazer, your 2006. You've got to dip those bulbs that have the plastic base into a dielectric white cream grease, and that stops the corrosion, which then, truthfully, will stop the electronic burning up that you're seeing and stops that brown heat, that discoloration of cooking the circuit board. And,
okay,
and that little that grease will stop all your problems. Now, the thing we were talking earlier about was one thing, too, I got to point this out. When you go to put the bulbs in, this is a big mistake
yep,
that we all do. A lot of people don't know this, and this goes the same for headlights, the new headlight bulbs that we replace just the bulb and not the whole entire lens like we used to. And try not to put your fingers, Tony, on the bulb itself. I know it's not easy,
right,
but the oil on our fingers, you grab that bulb out of that brand-new two-pack package from the parts store. You grab it, put your fingers on the bulb, and push it in. You just ruin the bulb, literally.
Yep.
The oil on your fingers will take that bulb out eventually. And
okay,
it's not the easiest thing to do. I've got some, talking about those tools Bob and I were talking about earlier, I've got a pair of needle-nose pliers that are designed for that bulb. Parts stores sell them. And it grabs the plastic base of the bulb, and it pulls them out easy, and it plugs them in easy, and I never touch the bulb. That way I never have to keep replacing circuit boards and or light bulbs for my customers. But the grease,
yeah, that's fantastic.
Dielectric grease is your little secret there. And then
okay,
if you do all that, the grease, and you put it in there and never touch the bulb, then you can go down and you still have that same problem of bulbs burning out and not working. Then you can go down the driver's side quarter panel of the Trailblazer. You'll find where the tail light, the stop light, the emergency flasher, all the wiring harness for those back lights are, and that's the plug-in right there that's going to be covered in dirt.
Right.
And you can literally, what I want you to do is just kind of clean that off, and then I want you to, before you unplug it and get a new one and plug the new one in. I want you to look for discoloration of the wires themselves. You'll see the wires will be color coded. You know, red, green, yellow, black, et cetera.
Right.
And they color code them because it's cool, because yellow tells me, as a technician, that the yellow is for the left tail light bulb on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. So if I see the inboard side, which would be engine side of the electrical plug-in, that yellow, and then I look on the back side of the plug-in, and it's not really yellow, it's kind of a brown yellow. Oops. There's our problem. Our electric wiring harness. It's bad right there at the connection. Just replace the harness,
right,
and you're off and going. And yeah, it's not a good thing driving in traffic without you got to go back to hand signals if you want to turn left. You know, keep your arm out.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
No,
now, I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
The fuel gauge worked intermittently about a month ago. Now it's completely quit. Is that fuel gauge sensor with the pump itself, or is there a separate sensor anywhere? Do I have to replace the pump and everything?
You do. Yeah, it's an electric fuel pump module. It's all one piece. It's down in that fuel tank. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the indicator comes off that.
Yes. Now, does it register at all, anything? Does the needle move at all?
It did for about 3 weeks. It would go up to a half. Sometimes it would go to full when it was full. And then it would stay around a half a tank, whether it was full or not,
mm-hmm.
and then it would drop from half down. It would follow it, but you know, since it now it's not doing anything at all, it just stays on empty.
Right. Well, the
Which
good
is,
thing
it's fun to give people a ride, and then they're like, "Oh, we need gas."
You know, that just gave me an idea, Tony. We could figure out some way of putting toggle switches on our fuel gauges and tell our passengers, hey, we're about out of gas. Anybody got any gas money? That's a good way of getting some gas money, you know.
That's right. We're on to something.
Those fuel pump modules, by the way, the good news here, I know it's not good news to tell you this, but really, truthfully, I know your vehicle's probably running fine and all that, but when the fuel gauges start going kind of iffy, going not reading correctly, that's the first mm-hmm. sign of a fuel pump module going out anyway. So that's the first sign of a fuel pump, electric fuel pump in the tank that's not gonna work for you here pretty soon. How many miles you got on it now?
Right. Just over 100,000, about 107.
Yeah, you're due. You're due. Yep. They only last roughly from 95, from what we've seen, you know, with customers. 95 to 135 is about all.
Yep. So, well, hey, thanks a lot for the service. This is fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Tony. And everybody else, call on in or fire me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%. What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at BHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today. Mark Evans is our special guest. He is a certified mechanic and also our field reporter for the broadcast. And we're giving you a little free over-the-air advice when it comes to problems with your vehicle. So if you're out there with an issue of mechanical nature, something's wrong with your vehicle, it's not running right, it's not stopping right, it's smelling funky, it's not starting, or it's doing something strange, we'd love to hear from you, and Mark can help you out. Or if you've been to a mechanic recently and they told you that you've got to spend a couple of $1,000s and you're a little unsure of that local diagnosis, Mark can give you an expert's opinion right here on Auto World. So we would love to hear from you. And also, we're looking for you to give us some feedback on the wash drops products that we've been giving out over the last couple of months here on the broadcast. We'd love to hear from you if you have won the wash drops prize and you've checked it out, realizing, of course, in many areas of the country, it's still a little in the cold area, a little on the cold side of the fence. Nevertheless, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. The great thing about wash drops is the fact that you don't need to rinse your car off. You only need one bucket of water, and one of the advantages is that you can utilize this product in the winter. You can wash your vehicle in the garage, do one section at a time, put a little bit of the solution in one bucket of water, and then do like one quarter panel of your car, and then move on and do another part of your car, the whole car, in about 15 minutes, It's a really neat item, and the folks at Wash Drops would love to get your reaction because it's a new product to the U.S. Mark and I had dinner with a couple of representatives, including Marie from Wash Drops in Las Vegas. And, Mark, I know you've tested out the product. What's been your reaction to the Wash Drops product?
Well, Bob, I actually used Wash Drops yesterday. I snuck out and bought a little toy, a little Jeep Wrangler I found. And so yesterday I actually, you know, when it's 40 degrees outside, I drain my hoses, put my hoses up. I'm a car nut, and I like to keep them clean and all. And when out here in Idaho, we've got, winter weather. It's cold, but it's sunny. So, we have a lot of awesome little car shows, get together and all that at the drive-ins, and you just can't take a dirty car. And, the best thing that I can say, every time I usually put four packets of Wash Drops in a 5-gallon bucket and then basically just go to my kitchen sink and put hot water in there, and it's about 4 gallons worth. And I love it because it's, basically, like I say, there's no hose needed. And it's like, I'm glad I could meet the staff and the group with Wash Drops, Marie and the guys, because they're geniuses, period. I think it's awesome for me to go out there and not have to worry about, first off, when you get the hose out in the wintertime, Bob, you freeze your hands off.
Yeah.
Literally. and your feet are wet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cold. And here all I want is a good, clean car, And I've always said this is the way I am with my cars. I myself, when I go to meet people, friends, whoever I go to lunch with or breakfast, go to brunch with, I really don't, get in my bad clothes wardrobe and put on some battery acid to hold pants on and look bad. I'm the same way with my car. Why would I want to go drive a dirty car? To go to brunch with somebody or breakfast. I like to have a nice clean car. So Wash Drops is my savior. I go out there, I have it done real quick. Like you said, I'm usually done in less than 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm done, and I love it because it's nice warm water. My hand's warm. And it's like, how did I do this? I don't know. What's this formula? How did they do this? Because you don't have to, I don't even dry it, Bob. I don't know how they figured that out. But like you take the wash mitt, you put it in the Wash Drops, you wash the car, and it's like no runs, no streaks, the dirt's off of it, no scratches, no nothing. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. And being in suburban Boston all my life, I wash the car as a teenager in the winter, and the hose will break right on you and break into multiple pieces.
Yeah, well, you'd get a good laugh with me because I take this hose and, you put it up to the outside spigot, you turn the water on this hose, and sure, you got this water going down the hose. In my old days, I used to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But can you just see me standing out there trying to drain the water out of my hose? Usually I find out that it's easier if you just blow the water out of the hose. Well, that's really smart, You're about half out of air, you're blue in the face, and you're about ready to faint in your own front yard from trying to get the water out of your hose.
Oh, that's great.
So no more, Wash Drops, Marie and the gang, they've got a great, great product. To tell you the truth, as many cars I have, I won't have enough. I can't have enough Wash Drops in my inventory because I have a clean car all the time now, Bob.
That's great.
So it's nice to do and nice to have. And I've actually gave a couple of the sample packets that Marie gave me, out my friends, and they're like, "What in the world? Are you kidding me?" And I said, "No, try it. Let me know." And sure enough, what do they do, Bob? They call me back. Hey, Mark, do you have more of those?
That's a great sign.
No, I don't. You're going to have to go to, is it washdrops.com?
Yeah, washdrops.com, and Amazon is the only place right now that you can buy it. So
okay.
Amazon and look up Wash Drops on Amazon. Let's talk to Frank, who joins us in New Mexico. Frank, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Bob. Enjoying the show as always. Great show.
Thank you, my friend.
I do have a question for the Swami there, but I feel like I'm coming to class today without my homework because I got my wash drops a few weeks ago, but I haven't tried them out yet, so I can't report to you.
Well, that's okay. You're going to have to give us a call back in the next couple of weeks because we definitely would love to hear your reaction. But go ahead. The Swami is in court, so throw him a question.
Yeah. Okay, the problem is, okay, it's an 86 Olds, you know, Cutlass Supreme, basic four-door grocery getter with the V8. The my gauge lights started going, you know, replaced the fuse, it blows it. So I put the code box on there a little while ago, and it reads out a 21 and a 12. I can't find my code book, so maybe you can tell me what those are. A 21 and a 12.
Yeah, 21 to 12, Frank?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good to hear from you again. I think we've had you on there before.
Yeah,
good to hear from you. You're down there in the warm weather, huh?
Well, it isn't today. It's like trying to be winter today. It must be like 40 degrees out there and trying to storm, but I don't think it's going to do anything.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I got a on your codes.
Yeah.
That 21 and 12 is a basic no code problem. Those are numbers that 21 is a number that you get that first automatically to let it tells you that the system is ready to read the false codes. And 12 is basically 12 says that the positive battery is all up and functioning and doesn't need a charge and you're good to go. And the next number, we need three numbers. If you had a third number, that would be our fault code number. So if you've just got 21 and 12, then you're good. But I want to ask you this, though. I mean, on an 86 Olds,
yeah,
that age of a car, Frank, you said your gauges is what you're trying to figure out. The problem with your gauges are going on and off? Or?
No, they're not going on and off. They just, for some reason, they died, you know, and then when I replace the fuse and turn the ignition on, the gauges are back again. But as soon as I turn the ignition on, the fuse blows.
Oh, okay. Hold that thought, guys. We'll find out from the Swami on the other side. This is Auto World.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomason Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-886-1003. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-886-1003. 800-886-1003.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract.
I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back, and we thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, our certified go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. Mark Evans is with us, as well as our good friend Frank, calling in from New Mexico. And guys, we were kind of up against a hard network break there. So, Frank, once again, explain to Mark what's going on with this Cutlass.
Well, the gauge fuse blows, and when I replace it and turn the key on, the gauges work again. All the little lights come on properly, but as soon as I hit ignition, the fuse blows. Now, I do remember running a code previously before, Mark, and the two results translated to, one was throttle position sensor, I think it said short, and the other was mass air something. But I didn't get that result today. Maybe I didn't let it run long enough on the test out. I was anxious to get back into the phone to talk to you.
Sure. Frank. Well, the main thing, too, now, if when you're reading codes, you got to make sure that battery-wise, the battery doesn't go dead or the battery doesn't get disconnected, because if you do disconnect your battery and connect the battery back up, that erases the codes, and then you've got to run the vehicle at least 20-plus minutes, called runtime, in order to get the codes back up. But your throttle positioning sensor and or your mass airflow sensor was what it's called.
Yeah.
Those two sensors wouldn't have anything to do with your gauges at all. And that's one thing with the 1986, that's the OBD stage one. That's the very first. Then we have OBD stage two and OBD stage three. And all that is your 86 holes is the very first stage of the electronics, designed to plug in a code reader. And then today is the OBD two and the OBD three, which then takes in more of the electronic components. But even today, though, Frank, it would still not, if I plugged my OBD3 connector into a car, it still wouldn't have anything to do with the dash gauges. So what you got now, what size of fuse, plug-in ATC-type fuse, did you put in for the dash? Do you remember the dash gauges?
Well, it was the same fuse as the rating reads on the fuse box. You know, one of those little blade-type fuses. I think it was a 15 or 20.
Yeah, 15. The 15s are blue in color.
Yeah, that's,
and
That's what I've been using. See, it's funny, when I got to check my gas, I got to crawl in there and put the fuse in, turn the ignition on, and tells me how much gas is in there. And then that way I don't blow the fuse when I turn the ignition on, so I... Kind of a roundabout, but
yeah. Sure.
I'm reduced to my knees, Mark.
Yeah. You've got the knee pads on your knees just to put the fuse in then.
Well, what do you suggest I hunt? What do I look for here?
Well, the thing that's going on, truthfully, is that it's not a fuse box issue. It's not a fuse issue by any means. The 86 Olds Cutlass, it's a little more technical what you're going to have to do. I don't know if you've ever had the dash out of those older cars like that, but when you pull the dash cluster out, that's the big plastic, you know, it's got the speedometer, all your gauges there. That, hopefully you've got a tilt steering wheel. I like to usually tilt the steering wheel down, get underneath, undo two bolts, kind of the two bolts undoes the steering column, drops the steering column down just about 2-3 inches, and then it takes a Phillips screwdriver, and you can just undo all those screws there, that plastic dash cluster, pull that out just enough, and behind there, in those older cars, it's a wafer board, circuit board, and when I'm saying wafer board, all it is like literally about the thickness of two pieces of paper, and it's got, it looks like a termite channels, and here's these gauges that mount in. Like the fuel gauge has two studs that come through, and it has two nuts on the backside to hold the gauge in. But at the same time, those two studs that's up to that gauge goes through this wafer circuit board, and you'll see the copper river of it's like a termite channel, and that river, that copper river, goes right to that stud and that nut. When that nut's tight, then that's how that fuel gauge gets connection, et cetera, with the voltmeter. Temperature gauge, all the gauges are that way. So what you'll probably find, like our earlier caller, when you pull that dash out just enough, just pull it out enough, go into your bathroom, get a mirror. I don't know if you've got a mirror there, Frank, that you use all the time, you know, see how your hairdo's doing. But I usually put that mirror back there, take a flashlight, stick the because you don't, you got a speedometer cable hooked to that thing, see? So I'm trying to save you a lot of headache here. Just pull that out enough to slide a mirror between the dash and the back of that dash cluster, put a flashlight on the mirror, and all I want you to look for is the wiring harness comes into the back and plugs into the back of that wafer board. And it's literally loose. It's got waves in it. That's why they call it a wafer board. So it's not a tight type of a circuit board. It's got waves. All I want you to look for in that mirror is look for discoloration again. You're going to find, you know, copper color is like a penny. It's copper color. You're going to find, more than likely, truthfully, and it's going to be at the fuel gauge, either you've got two nuts that hold the fuel gauge on that circuit board, one's loose, and that's a bad ground at that point. Tighten those up. They're 5/16 inch. That's the size of the nut. Test that. Make sure they're tight. And you can do that without pulling it all the way out. But if you look on that wafer board, you'll see discoloration. It's not really going to be a copper look at the start going into the fuel gauge. It'll be a dirty, dark brown copper look. And that, again, back to there's more resistance trying to work, and it's a flash, we call it. It's flash burning wafer board, and you're going to see a discoloration. And if you see that, you have to replace the wafer board. And really, truthfully, 1986 Olds, that's, you know, they made a million of those models, and not only when I'm saying a million, I'm talking just Oldsmobile from 1983 all the way up to, I'm going to say 90. Mm-hmm. You're going to find those same wafer boards on so many of the Oldsmobile models. So you can go into the junkyard, boneyard, you know, recycle yard, and buy a whole dash cluster. I mean, they'll probably sell you the whole dash cluster, that whole plastic thing with the wafer board and all, and it'll be $55 to $75. But before you take it home, take a look at that at the junkyard even, and make sure that all the copper color is copper color, and it's not a dark brown burnt copper color.
That would have affected even all the idiot lights not functioning, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a tilt wheel, and I've got a shop manual, factory manual, and I've already looked at the dash removal section, so that's what I'll do, I guess.
Yeah, because it's those ATC fuses, what those plug-in fuses are called, and those fuses and those fuse boxes are bulletproof. They never go bad. I mean, truthfully, I've actually watched windshield rubber that holds the windshields in on cars that the windshields weren't replaced correctly, and there's a little gap, and it's raining. Back east, this happens a lot. It's raining all the time, and the water goes down through the windshield rubber and goes right down in. And I've actually seen people were complaining because they're saying, "Hey, I've got a problem, Mark. We've got lights on, lights off. My headlights are on, my headlights are off. My wipers are going on, my wipers are going off. And I'm not turning anything on or off." And all they got happening is that here's this fuse box is dripping in water. So you dry it out, and they're fine. So wafer board sounds like what the problem is, Frank, for sure.
Okay, well, thank you, Swami Mark.
Give us a call back when you get a chance to check out the wash drops, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Well,
thanks,
Mark, it's I can't believe it. It's almost time for you to head out to other things, and we'll have to get you back on the air with us real soon. But tell us about this Wrangler. What did you buy?
Well, I've been looking, you know, Bob. I kind of wanted to get a little two-door Wrangler, convertible, and you know, just a little convertible. We have so many mountains out here, so many mountain trails that I actually sold. I had a couple ATVs that I've had, you know, kind of raised the kids on them, and now that the kids are gone and raised and all that, I don't have those. You know, the kids are around, and we don't. I never have used them. So I sold the ATVs because there's no windshields on them and no heat and all that. So I thought, I'm going to just use those funds from the ATVs and go find a little Jeep Wrangler. And I found one here, kind of lucked out, got a really good buy on it. And they're just a nice little play toy, you know, a little two-door convertible. And got a little four-cylinder in it, so I'm kind of prepping myself for these $4 and $5-plus gas prices coming this summer right here, you know. But why not, huh?
Absolutely. You got to have some fun. Definitely. Well, we're going to get you back on in the next couple of weeks here. It's always a pleasure having you with us, and we so appreciate all of your expertise.
Good to be along. Say hi to the family for me.
Will do. Thank you, Mark. He's Mark Evans. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.